Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's Midday Interview. We have a gorgeous exhibit right now in the WHQR MC Ernie Gallery, created by the Cape Fear Camera Club. It's called The Collection, Unique Triptych Photographs. And we have our fourth Friday gallery night coming up this Friday, so we encourage you to drop by between 6 and 9 on Friday. We'll have these gorgeous photos. Some of the artists will be here. There'll be wine. There'll be hors d'oeuvres, or as my mother says, horses d'oeuvres. So come on by and join us. And my guests today are Joanne Tomaselli and Barbara Snyder, who have put together this exhibit from the Cape Fear Camera Club. So first of all, thank you both for coming and welcome.
Thank you.
Let's talk a little bit about the Cape Fear Camera Club. First of all, when you meet and where you meet.
Cape Fear Camera Club meets the first Tuesday of every month, September through June, at Cape Fear Community College in the McLeod Building.
Okay. About how many people are in the club?
We have about 115 members, and we hover between 115 and 130.
And what do you do when the camera club gets together once a month?
We have presenters each month and a program. We have a little general meeting at the beginning, and then we bring in outside presenters from all over North and South Carolina to educate us. And our group is beginners with point-and-shoot all the way to pro with advanced SLR bodies. So we cater and we cover a lot of information for everyone.
Do the more experienced photographers and the professionals also help to mentor the newcomers a bit?
Well, there's a new program that's starting this year. It's a mentoring program. It's not off the ground yet, so I can't really talk about it. But that's our intention, is to welcome beginners and have them come in and feel comfortable.
For me, one of the best ways to learn something is just to start doing it and then have somebody come along and say, that's the right direction. Why don't you try this aspect, you know, as well and add that in. That's great. Now, you have some exhibits elsewhere in town from time to time, but there is this gorgeous one right now at WHQR. And let's talk about this particular exhibit. It's called Unique Triptych Photographs. First of all, what is a triptych and what was the idea behind creating this exhibit?
Well, triptychs in the art world are a very specific definition. This is not an artistic definition of triptych. The purpose is to allow photographers to take a number of images that they've created and combine them. And whether it's form, function, color, or subject matter, that's what holds the images together.
Aha. Uh-huh. So can you think of an example of one that is the colors holding it together?
Well, I think The Koi Fish by Ted Zimmerman is a very specific example of that. It's just an amazing, you know, it's almost abstract because of the fish in it, but the colors are really what holds it together.
Just beautiful, those bright orange and white and a little bit of gold, and then the black matting, it just, those fish just jump off the page and practically into your hands.
Yeah, but that's not matting. That's all part of the process in the creation of the triptych image.
Oh, I better look more closely.
Yeah, so it's a way of creating an image, and the whole thing is a print. So you create it with borders. We created them with the title and the name on them and then put them in a poster frame. And that's what holds it together. It becomes poster art.
Okay. I saw another one that kind of caught my eye. I believe it's by Jill Bernstein, called Sand Between His Toes.
Oh, yeah.
A beautiful little boy walking on the beach, and it's three photographs that you get this sense of the expansion of the beach and the child moving from left to right in the photograph, and it's lovely.
Yes. Yes, yeah. She's a wonderful photographer. The other thing about this show is that because people shoot so many different things, they're either macro photographers or landscape photographers, or they do portraits or they do nature. So the show is not about one subject. It allows the photographer to shoot what they love to shoot, and then the other elements hold it together.
All right. What is a macro photographer? What does that mean?
Oh, they use a macro lens. It's close-up. Close-up photography.
Well, you can tell I don't know anything about it. So, yeah, that's great. So, yes, I understand that the trick for this exhibit was to allow the photographers to choose a subject they liked. It didn't even matter what the subject was, but how could they create a triptych that would have some unity within it.
Correct.
And then have a unity with the rest of the exhibit.
Correct, yeah. And really, the rest of the exhibit is held together by the other elements, that they're all prints. They are in the same similar type of frame, and they have the name and the title on it.
actually within the whole?
Within the whole.
Within the frame. Okay,
yes.
Great. If you're just joining us, you just heard the voice of Joanne Tomaselli. And also, you've been hearing from Barbara Snyder. They're both here from Cape Fear Camera Club. There's a gorgeous exhibit in the M.C. Ernie Gallery right now at WHQR. It is called simply The Collection, Unique Triptych Photographs. Now, when the club meets, how do you introduce new ideas to the club? And I understand you have some workshops that you give.
We do. Like for this exhibit, first you see how many people are interested in participating.
Right.
And of course, everyone loves to exhibit in Wilmington. And WHQR, I think a lot of people are supporters and know the gallery here. So that was no problem. And then it's just a matter of gathering and putting together guidelines on how to do triptychs. So on our website, there was guidelines and references and links to other websites on so you could visually see what they are, because this was new for everyone. It's not a usual way to exhibit a photograph.
Whose idea was it to do triptychs?
It was mine.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I was in Europe last summer, and I had all these great photographs of door handles and knobs. And, you know, they're great, but they seemed very kind of lonely by themselves. Mm-hmm. So I started putting them together, and I thought, this is pretty easy and fun and creative.
So. Yeah, there's one that I also enjoyed looking at. It's called Windows in Bloom by Cher Sussman.
Mm-hmm.
That has three different windows with window boxes and flowers spilling out. You know, if you love color, that's a really great
one.
Yeah,
she's a new member.
Uh-huh.
And a beginner.
Oh, my gosh, she did a great job. And then I saw there's one called about Peru. What was it? It's Inca Colors of Peru. That's Mike Terry.
Uh-huh.
And that shows the daily clothes that the people that live in the mountains in Peru wear are so bright. And to have captured those in photographs and grouped them together, that's really wonderful,
too. Yes, he's been doing some wonderful work.
That's great. Now, I know this is hard because you're both photographic artists, and you share who you are and what you love through the visual medium. But can you talk a little bit about your own work and what you love to photograph? How about you, Barb?
For me, I really enjoy urban portraiture, going out, very spontaneous, working on the street, mostly in the cities. That said, I also like to go to the mountains and have a very quiet moment and photograph some broad landscapes. Mm-hmm. But my heart's really in the street photography. So I work a lot in black and white. I work with film and digital. And
what do you have in this exhibit? What are your offerings?
I have two pieces in this exhibit. Both are done in a studio setting. One is Flowers in Ice, and it's showing when you photograph and backlight the ice, all the intricacies in the ice show up along with the subject.
Mm.
The second one is a Spanish theme from the Day of the Dead celebration.
Oh, yes.
And they're Mexican milagros. And they're on old barn wood, and they are done with a lens called a lens baby. So only a small part of it is in focus, and the rest is a little blurred out.
I need to go back and find that one. I missed that one. I love the milagros as part of the Dia de los Muertos celebration that happens every year.
Correct.
And it's called Day of the Dead, but it really is a day when families go to the cemeteries.
It's a celebration.
And it is a celebration. They decorate the graves and they have a picnic, and it's really a beautiful family time, the family that's present in body and the family that's in spirit.
Right.
And how about you, Joanne? What is your offering in this exhibit?
I have one called Cobalt Gray, and the inspiration for that was the color. They are all the same cobalt color and with little specks of gray in them. And they're from all over the world. One is a ceiling tile in Vietnam, one's a wall in Cambodia, and one is a rooftop in San Francisco.
Oh.
So, again, the subject matter is not the subject of the image. It's the color and just the combination of those colors together.
Wonderful.
And the other one is a landscape. A couple of those were shot on a trip I did last fall, and the weather was really horrendous, so the images were pretty black and white, and so I rendered them mostly that way. There was another one that was in color, but I took it to black and white, and the inspiration for that was when I merged them together was just the patterns that it created.
Uh-huh.
So it took three separate landscapes and made one out of it.
Oh, how wonderful. The exhibit is called The Collection, Unique Triptych Photographs by the Cape Fear Camera Club. If you can join us this Friday night from 6 to 9, some of the artists will be here on Fourth Friday Gallery Night. There'll be wine and hors d'oeuvres and a chance to visit with these wonderful artists about their work. If you'd like to know more about the Cape Fear Camera Club, they have a website, CapeFearCameraClub.org. And also, these gorgeous works of art are priced very reasonably, so I encourage you to come on by in case you'd like to have something beautiful to take home with you. Many, many thanks to you both, Joanne Tomaselli and Barbara Snyder.
Thank you, Jamila.
It's great to have you.
Good. Thanks for coming.